This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. We're back for part two of the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So Adam and Hawa started to, wait a minute, hold it. Shouldn't we have a recap? Yeah, okay, let's rewind it back a bit then.
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
Then Adam alayhi salam received some words from his Lord. So he turned to him mercifully. Surely he is oft returning, the most merciful.
Then Adam alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for forgiveness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 23.
قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
Both Adam and Hawa, they made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. If you were not to forgive us and have mercy upon us, indeed we will be from the losers, al-khasirin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, He forgave them.
So every time you do something bad, never give up on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. So make sure you memorize this dua. But the question is now, do Adam and Hawa find each other?
So I was saying, Adam and Hawa started to grow their family and became parents to 40 children. Every time Hawa gave birth, she had twins. That means Hawa gave birth 20 times to 20 twins, each time have a boy and a girl. The very first family on earth, the two oldest sons were Habil and Qabil. Habil was younger than Qabil. Adam alayhi salam has split the jobs between them. Qabil, you take care of the farms, and you, Habil, take care of the cattle. Habil was more active and stronger, but Qabil was lazy and passive.
Oh, sounds familiar in families we see today. Every sibling is different, and some may appear more focused than others.
Exactly.
Sheikh, how did they get married if they were all brothers and sisters and no one else existed?
Good question. So a brother would marry a sister who was not from his twin. This was allowed at that time, not anymore.
So Habil could marry Qabil's twin sister, and Qabil could marry Habil's twin sister.
Well, guess what?
What?
Habil's twin sister is not as beautiful as Qabil's twin sister, which means Qabil, who is not as active and productive as Habil, would have to marry the sister who is not that beautiful. But Habil gets to marry Qabil's sister who is very beautiful.
Oh no, I sense Shaitan is going to start some whispering. So now what happens, Sheikh?
So Adam alayhi salam comes up with an idea of a sacrifice. Both of you will go and offer a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this fire will come. Whichever sacrifice the fire takes, it means that person is more beloved. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. واتل عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر.
And recite to them the story of Adam's two sons. In truth, when they both offered a sacrifice to God, and it was accepted from one of them, but was not accepted from the other.
The sacrifice was accepted by Habil, as he brought the best of what he had. But Qabil was lazy and brought the worst of his farmings, and therefore his was not accepted. He is better than you. He is better than you in everything. He gets to marry the beautiful sister, and now his sacrifice is better. So Qabil says, I shall kill you. Habil replies,
قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ لَئِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Indeed, God only accepts from the righteous. If you should raise your hand against me to kill me, I shall not raise my hand against you to kill you. Indeed, I fear God, Lord of the worlds. So, a lesson for us here. If we want to start anything like a business, school project, exam, etc., we should offer a sacrifice to Allah. For example, giving sadaqah.
With the intention that Allah makes this successful and easy for you.
So going back to Qabil declaring he wants to kill his brother, he ends up doing so.
فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين.
He allowed himself to murder his brother, so he killed him and became among the losers.
Imagine it's a wedding day, the first wedding on earth, and the bride finds out the groom has been killed, her love and soulmate.
But Sheikh, how did Qabil kill Habil? And what happened after?
Well, you will have to see for our next video. So for now, hope you all enjoyed this video and make sure you like, subscribe for more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.